Chapter 12. The Skeleton. Virginia's mother ran and put her arms around her, and the twins danced happily around them.
"Where were you?"
asked Mr. Otis in an angry voice.
"We were very worried about you."
"I was with the ghost,"
said Virginia in a quiet voice.
"I wanted to help him. Sir Simon was a bad person in the past. He did some terrible things. But now he is sorry about everything."
"Tell us the entire story,"
said Mrs. Otis.
"Where did the ghost take you?"
"Please don't ask me,"
said Virginia sadly.
"I can't tell you."
Virginia looked at everybody.
"Sir Simon is dead now,"
she said.
"There is no Canterville ghost now. Come with me and say goodbye to him."
Everybody was silent. Virginia took her family through the open panel into a secret corridor. Finally, they came to a big door. She opened the door and they entered a room with a very small window. There was a skeleton on the floor, with an old jug and bowl in front of its arms. But the skeleton's arms didn't reach them.
"Is this Sir Simon's skeleton?"
asked Washington.
"Poor man. He died in this small room without food or water."
Virginia sat on the floor next to the skeleton, and a beautiful light shone on her face.
"The angel of death forgave him,"
said Virginia.
"Now, Sir Simon can rest in peace."
2 days later, a funeral procession left Canterville Chase at 11 o'clock at night. Lord Canterville and his family were there. They carried torches in front of Sir Simon's coffin. Suddenly, the moon appeared from behind a cloud and covered the cemetery with its light. They put the coffin in the ground. Then Virginia put some red and white flowers on top of it. A bird sang in the trees. It was beautiful. This was the ghost's description of the Garden of Death. Virginia began to cry. Finally, Sir Simon was at peace.